This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussions over important security-related issues concerning various states and union territories of the country on the final day of the All India Director Generals and Inspectors General of Police conference held at Bhubaneswar. Discussions were mainly held on cyber crimes, coastal security and combating Maoist insurgency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Home Secretary Gobind Mohan, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the conference. The conference focused on determining a strategic path forward in combating diverse national security-related issues, including challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies, with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi today sent Aam Aadmi Party MLA Naresh Balyan to a two-day police custody in connection with an extortion case and his alleged links to gangster Kapil Sangwan. MLA Naresh Balyan was arrested by Delhi Police's crime branch yesterday after recovering an audio clip of a conversation between the AAP leader and the gangster reportedly based in London during an investigation. The conversation allegedly involved discussions about collecting ransom money from businessmen. Delhi BJP will launch Parivartan Yatra from the 8th of this month for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that this will be a Padyatra which will simultaneously begin from all the seven Lok Sabha constituencies and cover one state assembly constituency each day. Party leaders and workers will interact with local citizens, RWAs and senior citizens, highlighting the AAP-led Delhi government's alleged failure in fulfilling the aspirations of the people in the national capital. The Yatra will likely to continue till the 20th of this month. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. AAP has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva today hit out at the AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with an extortion case, an alleged conversation between arrested AAP MLA Naresh Balyan and gangster Kapil Sangwan, alias Nandu. Mr. Sachdeva said that he will meet Delhi Police Commissioner tomorrow and will seek a thorough investigation in the matter so the truth could come out. The Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Maharashtra, has lodged a complaint against an individual for making false claims that the electronic voting machines, EVMs, were tampered with during the recent state legislative assembly elections. According to a letter shared by the CEO of Maharashtra on social media, a video was posted by some social media users in which he said that the individual made false, faceless and unsubstantiated claims about hacking and tampering with the EVMs. Cyclonic storm Fengal, which made landfall near Puducherry late last night, has remained stationary for the last 6 hours. Currently, the system is positioned near Puducherry approximately 30 kilometers north of Cuddalore, 40 kilometers east of Viluppuram and 120 kilometers south-southwest of Chennai. According to the latest forecast from the Chennai Regional Meteorological Center, Fengal is expected to move slowly westwards and weaken into a deep depression within the next 6 hours. In a social media post, the regional head of the Met Department, Dr. S. Balachandran, informed that due to the prevailing situation, rains are bound to continue between Mamallapuram, Chennai, Kanchipuram, Tiruvallur, Chengalpet, Ranipet, Viluppuram, Cuddalore and Puducherry. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen were crowned the singles champions at the Syed Mota International Tournament in Lucknow today. Two-time Olympic medalist and top seed Sindhu clinched the women's singles title, overpowering China's Wu Luoyu 21-14-21-16 in the final today. Lakshya Sen dubbed Singapore's Xia Heng Zhejiang Tae 21-6-21-7 in the final to win the men's singles title. Earlier, the Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand won the women's doubles title. The second seed Indian team defeated Chinese duo of Bao Li Jing and Li Qian 21-18-21-11 in the summit clash. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump demanded that the BRICS member countries commit not to create a new currency or supporting another currency that would replace the United States dollar or face 100% tariffs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.